episode 1994, Ready for Anything.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy, happy day. You made it. It's Friday. Yay! Yes, it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. And before we go any further, I just want you to take a deep breath. You know, sometimes we just need to stop. We need to understand that, you know what? We are doing the best that we can and that it's not the end of the world. We're going to get through the day. And you know what? With every step that you take, it's just leading you to miles of greatness. Come on, you're ready for anything. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, as a parent, you have to be ready for anything. But unfortunately, overwhelm and worry seems to be the main focus. How can you escape from what you can't control? Well, you know how crazy life can get. And when you involve children, hold on tight, you are in for the ride of a lifetime. Jim Rohn said this, either you run the day or the day runs you. I'm sure you've had those days. Maybe you are having one already today and you're like, huh, if I could just get through this moment because I'm about ready to pull my hair out. I know, been there, done that many times. Well, luckily I haven't pulled my hair out, but I have thought about it because why? We get stuck in these situations as parents that we don't know what to do. A lot of us are left with this idea that we have to have it all together. But parenting doesn't come with a manual. You know it because you don't have it. You wish you did, but you don't. You do, however, though, gain wisdom from your own experiences. Yet you still stay awake late at night wondering how to handle a situation with your child. Oh, did I do that right? Did I say the right thing? Well, maybe not. And then it's like you got to get up and start the day over again. And you may even have to go to work and then you come home and you're tired and you're just like, gosh, darn it. I don't understand. I don't know how I can get through another moment like this. First off, I want you to know that you care and I applaud that. You know, yeah, when you lay awake at night and you're not just falling asleep, it's because you have this deep love for your child. And believe it or not, not all people feel that way. And yes, I know that's a sad thing to say, but we have to realize it. So in that regard, I want you to understand how special and precious you are to your child. You care. So give yourself that, yes, I at least have that right. I may not like how I'm feeling at this moment, but I know I have that right. You know, children have a tendency to take their parents for granted, most of all because they don't know any better. They're just too young. They haven't experienced life. But that doesn't help us as parents. We still need to show up and lead our children. However, when overwhelm and worry is at the forefront of our thinking, it's hard to move past it. You get caught in the smog of overwhelm and smothered in the fog of worry. How can you escape from what you can't control? Well, you've got to be prepared for anything. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Be prepared for anything. Anything. But you know what? What happens in our everyday is the worry and the overwhelm. Our emotions and feelings consume us. And we're consumed with these fires that we have to put out before we can even think of what to do with the actual situation or circumstance at hand. As parents, we're at a disadvantage. I mean, some people think, oh, no, you got it easy as a parent. Oh, you know, it's not that hard to raise a child. And you're thinking, do you have one? As they're saying it, right? How can you even comment like that? You have no idea. And it's true. People make these kind of flippant comments and they're not really thinking about it. And maybe it's even a parent that says it, but maybe they haven't reached that stage of life with that child that you're experiencing. I'm all about the advantages in life. Anything we can do to put ourselves ahead of the children, the better off they will be and we will be too as parents. So we're going to flip it a little bit today. Instead of talking about what you should do, I want to talk about what you should not do. It's all about the don'ts. Number one, don't set expectations. We get this all wrong, parents. We're already planning the expectations of the little baby once when that baby's been conceived. We're painting these glorious pictures as to what the world is going to look like with our little one in hand and as they're going to grow up. It's fun to dream. But the thing is you go through life, and if you set these expectations, you're just asking for trouble because you're in search of what you're expecting. You get what you look for. And sometimes we're looking for the wrong thing, so we miss what is of value to our child, to our disciplinary actions that need to be taken, to our attention. We may miss the mark because we're not paying attention. We're looking for other markers in their life, and we forget what's right in front of us because we're not looking for it. We're looking for something else. So number one, don't set expectations. Number two, don't sell yourself short. You, my friend, are leading your children. You, your spouse, however many step parents there are, whatever, you all are leading your children. So lead. Have confidence in what you are doing and how you are leading. No, you're not going to get it all right. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to say things you wish you could have taken back. Guess what? That's what an apology is for. That's what being vulnerable is for, saying, you know what, Sam? I don't know what I was doing there. I tried my best. But sometimes mommy just doesn't get it right. And I'm sorry for that. But you're learning and I'm learning. We're learning together. I love you so much. And all I want is what's best for you. I don't know how many times I've had that conversation with my children. Probably not enough times, actually. Because we make mistakes all the time as parents. But if you sit back thinking, I can't do anything because I'm afraid of making a mistake, I'm telling you right now, you're going to be not raising your child. And that is not the position that you want to be in. So don't sell yourself short. Lead your child. That is the most important thing you can do. Now, also, I just want to do a little side note here. You are to lead your child. You're not to be their friend. There's a time and a place to be a friend, but it's not when you are the parent. A lot of parents do not see it the same way. And I understand we all have different opinions. I'm not telling you how to parent. I'm telling you from experience. I'm telling you from the thousands of parents I have worked with. I'm telling you because I love you and I care about your family deeply. And if we would stop long enough and recognize that, wait a minute, I am the parent and I need to set the boundaries. And those boundaries, do they change with the stages of life with your children? Of course they do. You're not going to give a 2-year-old a bedtime of midnight. That's really kind of crazy. I mean, that's just like, okay, insane maybe is a better word for it. Maybe you have a midnight curfew for when they're in high school. What grades? I don't know. That's something for you to decide. But it's little things like that. Don't sell yourself short. Lead your child. You are their parent. And finally, number three, don't second guess. You know what needs to be done. Just do it. I love Nike's slogan here, just do it. And when you do, follow through. Whatever you are stating, however you are finishing the sentence, the boundaries that you're setting, whatever it is, make sure you have complete follow through. Because I promise you, the one time you give in, your child will never miss a beat on that. And they'll figure out, how can I repeat it again? You don't want that. So don't second guess. Parenting is not easy. It is the best job ever, though. And I really don't look at it as a job. I know there are a lot of parents out there that would say, oh my gosh, it's a job. And I don't believe it that it is. I believe it's a responsibility. I believe that it is a blessing. Is it hard work? You better believe it. It is very hard work. Do you get thanked a lot? No, you don't. You just don't. I'm sorry, you don't. I'm being real with you here, right? It's confession day. Own it and say, yeah, my kids maybe are mad at me. Maybe they go to bed whispering not so good words about me underneath their breath. You know what? Then that means maybe you're doing what's right for them. They won't understand it till they're much older. And that's okay. You're there to parent them. You're there to lead them. So don't set expectations. Don't sell yourself short. And don't second guess. Overwhelm and worry don't have to cloud your day. Yeah, it may keep you up at night every once in a while going, oh, man, I just don't know how to figure out the situation with my kiddo. And you may do some scenarios in your head. I get that. And that's going to happen because life happens. But you don't have to let it consume your everyday. Enjoy your family. They are a blessing, every single one of them, even though I know they're a lot of work. And I know because right now I am actually at what I call our mastermind group. It's a group of people that come together and we support each other in every walk of life. And it's wonderful. It's a very close-knit group. And so I'm traveling. I'm actually away from my family right now. And as I'm recording this to you, I'm in my hotel room and I can't help but think about my kiddos. And one thing as I was telling them goodbye before I headed out on the road, I said, you know, I'm going to be gone and I want you to make sure that you have everything you need. Everything's fine. Do you need anything from me? And one of my babies said, how long are you going to be gone? And it was funny. I said, 48 days. And it's like his eyes popped out of his head. I said, oh, no. I said, like barely 48 hours. I'll be back on Saturday. And he just smiled. And he didn't say it, but he didn't have to. He was going to miss me. But he was like, well, do I really want to verbalize this to mom right now? But all I needed to do was to see that reaction when I said 48 days versus 48 hours. And that's all I needed. I'm telling you right now, your children love you. But sometimes they just don't know how to express it because they want what they want, right? Think about us as adults. We want what we want when we want it. Well, our kids are just little adults and they just don't have life experiences. So they're dangerous little adults. You want to be able to guide them. You want to be able to love them. It's an incredible responsibility, but it's a beautiful blessing. So this weekend, especially with everything that's going on in life and how crazy things can get and your work schedule and all of this, make your family a priority. Enjoy them. Spend time with them. Give them many hugs and tell them that you love them. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.